The Supreme Court has stopped the Biden administration from enforcing a requirement that employees at large businesses be vaccinated against COVID or undergo weekly testing. At the same time, the court is allowing the administration to proceed with a vaccine mandate for most healthcare workers in the U.S. You may have heard about those rulings. What about the ripple effects of the court's decision? We're joined by Jonathan Bell, employment attorney and founder of Bell Law Group. John, your reaction?
The court got it 100% correct, and I'm glad to see it. This has nothing to do with being pro-vaccine or anti-vaccine. This has to do with the federal government's powers. Now, it was a split decision, clearly. For private sector employers, it was determined that the federal government, when they tried to use OSHA to issue these mandates, it was beyond or exceeded their powers. And the simple reason was OSHA can, in fact, issue some mandates, but it has to be relating to potential grave injury on the job. So, for example, if workers worked in a building with asbestos and things of that nature, OSHA is allowed to issue these types of mandates.
Yeah.
However, COVID, you can get that anywhere. It's not necessarily gone at your work site. Meanwhile, with respect to the other part, where the Supreme Court ultimately found that the mandate was allowed, essentially, for healthcare workers, I agree with that as well, because it's all about money, Gordon. CMS provides money in the sense of Medicaid and Medicare through CMS to healthcare providers. A majority of healthcare providers accept Medicaid and Medicare. In accepting that, CMS has the right to dictate mandates with respect to whether or not employees or patients are in a safe environment.
Yeah. Does this become less of a legal issue as this new coronavirus becomes endemic?
Yes and no. I mean, you know, you still have, you know, the confusion here is that there are some people who live in states where there's local mandates and state mandates, and they're under the impression that now those mandates are unconstitutional, and they're not. There was a 1905 case, Jacobson versus Massachusetts, where the Supreme Court ruled that state and local governments can, in fact, issue mandates. So if you live in one of those states, you have to still follow the mandate. As far as private sector employers, they're free, whether or not they live in one of these states or not that have mandates, they're free to issue their own mandates. So if your employer says you have to be vaccinated or you have to wear masks or weekly testing, you have to do that unless you could always quit and find a new job.
We're speaking with John Bell, employment attorney and founder of Bell Law Group in New York. We're talking about the ripple effects of the Supreme Court rejecting President Biden's vaccine or test mandate. Where do we go from here? How do you see this?
So the way I see this is the fact that most employers are applauding the decision, and they don't want the federal government to have the authority to overstep their boundaries. However, the way I see this played out, even though I agree with the Supreme Court decision, and as far as whether or not they have the power with the mandate with respect to the healthcare workers, the problem we're going to see, Gordon, is the fact that people are getting sick and they need to go to hospitals and physicians. And the problem is what we're going to see across the country is a lot of healthcare workers are going to resign or be terminated because of the fact that they're going to be refusing to get the vaccine. So at a time when we need the healthcare workers most, there's going to be a decline in the number of them to treat us. On the flip side, if somebody comes to be treated for a non-COVID related reason, they don't want to get COVID from your healthcare physician or provider. So you can kind of see both sides of the argument. So I imagine we're still going to see some people that are very, very upset with the Supreme Court ruling.
Boy, I remember a time, and it didn't seem too long ago, when employers actually wanted that type of cover from the federal government, right, to help them. Then it just seemed like, I don't know, it just got to be too much. It was just corona fatigue. You know, we get tired of all this stuff.
Yes, I agree with you, and I think that's what's going on. And also, even though it seems like the Omicron is a lot more contagious, it seems as though people who are getting sick are ultimately okay. They don't need the medical care and medical treatment. So I agree with you. I think the fatigue coupled with the fact that the strength, even though the contagious aspect has gotten a lot worse, the strength of the virus with respect to the symptoms seems to has been declining.
Thanks, John. John Bell, employment attorney and founder of Bell Law Group.